Hollywood stunning. Hell, you could give Betty a run for her money.
At the mention of her other sister, Bobby frowned, wondering where the third Barker triplet was, and as if reading her mind, Billy shrugged. She's good today. Quiet, non-dramatic, and I don't think she's had a drop of liquor. Though, she glanced at the clock beside Bobby's bed. It's only 3, so things could change. There's still time for her to get out of hand.
Don't even think it,
Bobby groaned, pressing neat, white-tipped nails to her forehead. Billy set her bouquet down on the bed, a trio of cream-colored mini calla lilies that were all the rage in New York. Or at least that's what the bridal books and internet articles said, and crossed the room until she stood a few inches from Bobby. The two sisters stared at each other in silence for the longest time, and when Billy cleared her throat, Bobby held up her hand because she knew what was coming.
Don't say it, Billy.
To say that her sister wasn't fond of Bobby's fiancé, Gerald, was an understatement. To say that Billy didn't give two shits about Bobby's wishes was also an understatement.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Billy asked quietly. No. It's not too late to change your mind.
Oh my God, Billy, can we drop this? It's my wedding day, for Christ's sake.
Bobby pushed past her sister and leaned into the mirror, fiddling with her pearl earrings, a gift from Gerald, as she sent Major Stink Eye toward her sister, which Billy ignored.
But do you love him?
Bobby counted to 3, even though she knew she should have kept on until at least 10, because her temper was beginning to boil. And the thing of it was, Bobby prided herself on her control, on her absolute control of her emotions and the way she displayed them. But her sisters had always had a knack for getting under her skin. And these days, it was Billy who continually pushed her. It was Billy who second-guessed everything because, you know, the woman was in love, and that meant that she was an authority on the subject. Billie Jo Barker and her happily ever after with Logan Forrest. Whatever. Storybook romances didn't happen for everyone. Bobby had been down that road before, and it had ended in disaster. Hell, disaster would be putting it mildly. Bobby took an extra breath, just to be safe, and turned to face her sister.
Look, Billy, I appreciate your concern, but I wouldn't be marrying Gerald if I didn't love him.
Wow. Good lie. She was getting good at this whole lying thing. I hope so. Billy cocked her head to the side and arched her eyebrow in that way she had. That way that irritated the crap out of Bobby. It meant that she was about to say something that would piss Bobby off. She bit her lip and shook her head. I just don't feel it, Bobby. Not like before. Not like
Shane.
Bobby bit out, angry that her sister had made her say his name. He was off limits. He had to be off limits, especially today. Didn't Billy know that? Billy's expertly made up eyes narrowed just a bit.
Yes, she said slowly. Not like Shane.
Well, that would be a good thing, because whatever it was that I had with Shane nearly destroyed me, Billy. You know that.
I just want you to be happy, her sister said quietly.
A vein began to throb over Bobby's left temple. She didn't have to see it to know it was there, and she frowned, her blue eyes stormy as she gazed back at her sister. Her sister, who was madly in love with a man, and anyone with an eye in their head knew it. How could you not? The looks and touches and kisses and touches and fucking looks were plain old nauseating.
Enough already.
Billy, there are lots of kinds of love.
She cleared her throat and tried again.
Not everyone loves the same, and not every love is the same.
Oh God, was she even making sense?
Uh-huh,
Billy said dryly.
Not everyone needs a mad, passionate sort of thing.
Uh-huh,